Do you think, remembering when I graduated from high school, or when I was being counseled, I was told to take home economics course, and I rebelled and took, I did end up taking one, but I rebelled and took a Woods class. Do you think that that is still happening? Do you think that that women are actually saying, I'm not going to take that. I don't need to know how to cook, and I don't need to know how to sew. I don't need to know how to take care of my home, you know.
I see that negative, some of Wood girls, they think, and I just want to shake them sometimes. They'll say, I don't need to, I'm not going to make my clothes. I'm going to make enough money that I don't have to make my clothes. I said, it's not because you have to make them. I said, it's satisfaction you get out of making them, or creating your own design, doing things. And I said, being able to know that if you want some draperies, sure, maybe you have got the $500 to buy them, but if that $500 could be used somewhere else and that you could save money and make your draperies, I said, really, a lot of girls have that attitude. Well, nah, that's just something women do that can't do anything better. I mean, you know, I'm going to have a job, and they don't realize they can. This not only gives them skills for lifetime skills, but they also can get for jobs that they really make money that's as good as anybody else is making.
Do you find that students that you have, like, in, like, the first-time class that they have with you, do you see that attitude changing as they go into the
really
second?
I really do.
Is it obvious?
It's really obvious.
Really,
sometimes I think the course I teach in the mini, which is a housing course where we do accessories for the home. We make bedspreads and comforters and balloon curtains and things. A lot of people are interested in that, and they'll come because they see, you know, old guy, I'm going to decorate my house. They'll come over and take that class, and then they enjoy it so much that then they start taking other classes.
Mm-hmm.
And they see that there's more to this than just, you know, that it's not that negative attitude that they used to have. You just go over there. When you get through, you're going to have a degree that you can't do anything with. Now they see that they can. So we have. I see a lot of change.
Mm-hmm. How's the enrollment been?
It's really increased. We have, in fact, we may be just a little, and I don't think our, you know, the university was down the enrollment this year. But our department has stayed about the same, and I would say over the last 3 years, it's increased maybe. One time, our enrollment was down maybe for one semester, like to 200 or 300 students, and we went up to like 500 something last semester.
Because
so
the actual categorizing of merchandising is actually a job title.
Right.
Researching, I'm wondering if it was marketing and management, and they're actually realizing that merchandising is a valid job in that
and when we used to call it, see, when I was here, we only had the home economics education degree. Then we added what they called, they gave the word clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we had dietetics. Now they've got, I think they call it, was restaurant and food service management. I think they've now grouped it into a big group called foods and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
But from the time I came, I said, we need to change. I said, I wish we could change the name from clothing to fashion merchandise.
Were you an instigator in this?
Yes.
Good.
And Miss Green, that was the teacher that was before Miss Nema, we looked at all catalogs from colleges that offered degrees with fashion merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
We were teaching the same curriculum. They were getting as much of a background, and we thought, why not call it that? With the type of clothing, it was like you were going to sew in a factory. And that's the kind of feeling I got.
Mm-hmm.
So they agreed to let us call it merchandising and leave it, not put the word fashion in front of it. That way we hope to incorporate sometime under the degree of merchandising what we call two specialties under it would either be fashion or interiors.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get in interiors, it would be like interior design.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's under merchandising and fashion is fashion merchandising.
Right.
So that's why it's broad, and it's called merchandising.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if anybody wants to put on the resume, it's really fashion merchandising.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't hire anybody.
Did you have problems with the administration here trying to do that, or were they very cooperative?
They were not
cooperative.
In fact, I can remember a meeting we had in this department, 10 or 12, or whenever we changed it, I forgot how many years ago it's been. Several of the marketing teachers came over, and this man that was head of the marketing department came over. They were objecting because they thought merchandising sounded like it ought to be over in their department and not over here. But see, we incorporated 21 hours of their courses into our curriculum. So it's just, I think they finally agreed. And we did come up on courses that were helpful to our students from their department. And that's one of the reasons why we say it's not really called, we don't call it a minor.
Right. Do you think they didn't think that this was a valid enough
they
degree?
Really didn't. They really didn't. And I get so, one day I talked Carl once, or a student came to me from the marketing department, and she said, I mentioned to my advisor that we had fashion merchandise, and he said he didn't even know we had that over here. And I thought, that is a
that's
poor excuse when a man over in marketing, something as close as fashion is with marketing, and doesn't know any more about his catalog than know what degree programs are offered here. But he did not know.
Mm-hmm.
And we supply about probably half, I mean, I know their classes are huge, but you know, all of our students are taking classes up there. They should be a little bit more familiar with who their students are, what they've got to offer. But after we met with the marketing department, all of us and all of them, and we discussed our program and told them what we did, I think they saw it. And they agreed to let us use that title.
Okay. Let's stop this. They still had the same degree, but it wasn't called.
And they had to have more chemistry when they had a degree in coding. We did take that out of the curriculum. We had about three courses that you had to have. And I'm sure that, I'm not saying that, okay, let's just make our courses easy so you don't, but if you get a science background, you don't, unless you're majoring in textile science, you really don't need those, that many chemistry classes. And we were really hurting some of our students that couldn't, you know, because that's not what they had planned to go into anyway. So that we finally deleted that requiring so many chemistries and decided, well, if a person plans to specialize in that, they'll go to own father and they'll specialize in textile chemistry because we didn't even have a textile lab. So
okay, I'm gonna ask you a couple questions about your family, I guess. About your husband, what degree does he have?
Okay, we went to the same high school, and we started dating, I guess, when we were seniors. We went all 4 years of college together, and, you know, we married. He was in biology. Well, he got his degree in biology. At the time, it was not in education. So he lacked one semester when I started teaching. I finished in the middle of a year, like in January. He was supposed to finish in May. Well, someone offered him a job at Plainview when we first married up there. And when we had zero money, he thought, oh, they're offering me a job. My wife's going to be teaching there. I just lacked one semester. I can finish that any time. So he accepted the job. They needed somebody to fill in the rest of the year is what it was.
Right.
So he came on back, and it took him 2 summers to finish that one semester's work. But he enjoyed that teaching so much that he did. Filling in for that person, that he, when he came back, he added the education classes and got into education too. So his degree was in biology, but he had a minor in math. So he never taught biology; always taught math. And when he got his master's degree, it was in the area of guidance and counseling. So he worked at Ayers Technical College, and he was student personnel. He worked over there. He retired. Can you believe my husband? He's retired. He's working part-time just with a off-campus bookstore, but he had 27 years, and he was really enjoyed that, what he did at Ayers. He worked with the students a lot, placing them on the jobs.
Right.
He went to the career days, helped them get financial aid and things like that.
Was he supportive of you going
to
school?
Always has been.
It's always been a two-way street with your education and your work and everything?
I can see where maybe a couple where the husband didn't see an importance in education. I've known students that were married that came to school that they did not support their wives, and they weren't real helpful. And I know it's been so hard for some of them, you know, because they've had to try to do the housework, and their husbands never did understand. I think because my husband was right along in there with me, he knew how much.
Did he understand, do you think, even early on, he understood the importance of you having a career? That you, it wasn't just a job, but that it was actually your career was as important to you as his was to him?
I believe he always has. I don't know why, because his mother did not work.
Mm-hmm.
Never worked. His father was a minister. And she's the I love her to death, and she's the type of mother that always seemed to just wait on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She loved doing it. I'd have nothing. And I think she's now, and she's 70 now, and maybe she's not quite as like she used to be, but still, I can see her when we go to their house. She'd jump up when anybody needed something from the kitchen table, and I'd say, let them get it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they got legs too, you know. But she's getting a little bit better, not just waiting on everybody hand and foot. But Charles was raised like that, and so I don't know, but he just never...
Do you think it made a difference that you both went to school at the same time?
Maybe it was.
That maybe if you had waited, it would have been a burden on him?
I know it would. I think it might have been.
Mm-hmm.
I think us doing it together. I believe if I had not been doing it with him, and that I'd later tried to start, I don't believe I would have maybe the support that I had.
He understood what
we kind of struggled together,
mm-hmm.
and he understood it maybe more. And I think he always knew that I kind of did what I wanted to do. And
you were independent.
I was kind of independent. Mm-hmm. I always was, you know, and so I don't believe, even if he'd have said he didn't want me to, I think he would have known I'd have done it anyway, so he might as well have agreed. But doing it together, we definitely, having that.
So your daughter was probably brought up very independent too.
Right.
As an only child.
As an only child. But she really is. She's really independent. I've tried to tell Tammy, I said, now, you can love your husband to death, but I said, you need to learn to do something with your, so you don't feel like that you don't have some way of making yourself a living if something happened to him, or that you have to answer to everybody else, that you're self-sufficient, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I want you to be able to know that you can live, that you've got, because my wife, she would never be happy at sitting at home either, and she's enjoying her teaching. And I, believe it, my daughter, 2 years ago, when she went to Montevallo, speech pathology was her major.
Mm.
She wanted to work in private practice, or in a nursing home, or with, you know, that she did not. She said, no, don't want to go into the school system. I said, Tammy, just do this for me. I mean, I said, just take an education course or two. I said, because you either, what they did was either they got their degree in speech pathology, they minored in psychology,
mm-hmm.
or they minored in education.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, with the psychology minor, all you can still do is private practice. If you did the minor in education, you could teach or do private practice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know she will have to get a master's degree to do it, but after she started working with the children in that lab in Montevallo,
mm-hmm.
and saw how they look up to the little, you know, the people that are actually teaching them, she, whether she admits it or not, she said, oh, Mother, you tell everybody I love teaching. She said, you know I don't. And I said, yes, you do. She's always
making... Doesn't she know it's in her genes?
I know it. She's always making these bulletin boards and worrying about her little children, and she likes it, too. But she's got options. You know,
mm-hmm.
She can, if she decides not want to go to private practice or something, she can. But I guess she's just been around us so much, too. There's just something about her. I think I one time thought about, if I have a skill that I can share with somebody else, if they can get that much pleasure out of, and they can enjoy it, yet they can use it to a profession and use it in life, why not share it with someone?
Mm-hmm.
And
do you ever think of a wider scale, that you're helping more than just individuals? Do you ever think that maybe you're helping...
I never really thought about it.
Your input to five students... has an input to five other people to input.
I never really thought about how it could grow. No,
right.
I never really have.
That that maybe you're not just helping individuals, but you're actually helping, like maybe a section. You're helping Alabama. Do you ever think about that? I've never thought of it that way.
I really haven't. But maybe increasing the self-esteem of your students.
I really believe that, though. Which they take with them.
But women in general are, like you said, are stronger and more in the workforce now. And maybe